Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. It was business as usual on Sunday afternoon, May the 5th, 2024, at Jesus Dwelling Place Church in Western Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. Pastor Glenn Germany was well prepared for his sermon about walking in the ways of God. Deacon Clarence McAllister, a former cross-country runner, stood behind his tripod, as usual, in the central aisle, live-streaming the service. The tight-knit fellowship often welcomed guests, so nobody thought anything of it when a young man in a black t-shirt named Bernard Polite took his seat as a worshiper. The service began with the usual hymn and the singing and the prayer, and then Pastor Glenn began his sermon as McAllister continued to video the event. Things were not as they seemed, however. Suddenly, the man in the black t-shirt left his seat, calmly walked up close to the pulpit, raised a gun towards the preacher's face, and pulled the trigger. Covering his head with his hands, the minister bolted behind the lectern, unhurt. Before the gunman had a chance to fire again, the cameraman, who was about 20 feet away, sprinted from behind the tripod, jumped over a wooden railing, and landed on the back of the assailant, whom he promptly floored, quickly wrangling the pistol away from him. Pastor Glenn rapidly emerged from behind the pulpit and held the assailant on the floor, which permitted the video man to keep possession of the gun as he surveyed the congregation to be sure the assailant was alone, a lone ranger. People heard the click as the finger pulled the trigger, but there was no gunshot. As the pastor held the assailant on the floor, the gunman didn't put up a fight, so the two men were able to exchange surprising words. "He told me the spirits got into his head," the pastor said, "and told me to shoot the pastor." "Look, I'm not mad at you," the pastor told the gunman. "I understand. I want you to know I love you." The gunman said he was sorry. "He apologized to me," Germany said. The pastor then extended an offer to the man who had nearly ended his life. "I just told him, if you need anything, this is my name. Get in touch with me, and as much as I can help you while you're incarcerated, I'll help." Police soon arrived and took the suspect, 26-year-old Bernard Polite, into custody. They examined the gun and opened it for the pastor to see. Indeed, there was a live bullet that was lodged in the chamber. He could see the dents in the bullet where it was struck. Once the would-be assassin was restrained in the police car outside the church, about to be charged with attempted criminal homicide, aggravated assault, and recklessly endangering another person, Pastor Germany went out to the car and continued the conversation. "I forgive you. I love you. My name is Glenn Germany, and I want you to remember my name. If there's any way I can help you, I'd like to help you, man." What an example this pastor set by deciding without delay to forgive the aggressor. He did a quick mental reboot, so setting himself free from the eventual pain of the memory and leaving the accused to God. Forgiving others turns off the video of painful memories that keep playing the stressful scene over and over again in one's mind. Forgiving sets one free. Indeed, forgiveness is the antiseptic for our emotional wounds, wrote mission leader Floyd McClung Jr. Author Lewis Smeads points out that forgiving what we cannot forget creates a new way to remember, We change the memory of our past into hope for our future. Even if the one who betrayed or offended us has passed away, we can forgive them and thus set ourselves free from the bondage to the memory. After all, what's the alternative? If we don't forgive, we become imprisoned by the past, by old grievances. We yield to the control of the person we won't forgive. We get locked into a sequence of actions and reactions of tit for tat. You may remember how the Bible reports that Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" And Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. In other words, always, always forgive. Jesus also warned his disciples, "If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your heavenly Father may forgive you your sins." He taught us to pray, "Our Father in heaven, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." We must come to God as penitent sinners, ask his forgiveness, and receive it by faith in God's grace as a gift. Pastor Germany set us an example by forgiving his would-be assassin. Let today be the day you ask God to forgive you, and then be sure to forgive those you need to forgive, and enjoy freedom from the pain of the memory. And thank you for tuning in once again to Village Church Connections.